The West Kootenai region pulls in adventure seekers from all around the world who flock to internationally renowned ski and backcountry hotspots like Whitewater, but for the bold, the backcountry is tempting. That is not a good idea right now, says one of the area's most experienced backcountry guides, John Buffery from Nelson, who has worked with avalanche safety for more than two decades.
Now is really sketchy. It's really worth emphasizing people to not expose themselves to any avalanche risk at all. Like, it's as tumultuous as I've seen in a decade.
Buffery says while the snow may seem ideal for a snowboarder or a skier this season, looks can be deceiving.
Over the season, it's been a little bit lower than average amounts of snow with the cold weather. Combination of clear and cold with these light snowfalls have put a series of stratified layers that are apt to collapse with a skier in the start zone being the catalyst to starting avalanches that will definitely affect skier or snowboarder.
Last year, 10 people lost their lives in the BC backcountry, according to data from Avalanche Canada. That is an average number seen over the past 10 years, and it has been going down over the past 15. Better training and more resources for safety programs have played a role in that, and established ski resorts like Whitewater are continuing to work with avalanche control.
That's only within the ski area. So even Weimar proper, like Weimar Bowl proper, would be hazardous, very hazardous. The risk would be considerable, is the exact word.
Buffery says mid-January might be looking better for backcountry enthusiasts, but to know the terrain and not be taken by surprise continues to be the most important things to do.
This would be the year to stay within the bounds of the ski area for a little while. And then when traveling is a little bit better, it'd be really prudent to travel to explore and review, but not to expose yourself to avalanche terrain. So go look around, travel around, you know, look at your routes and go and do that, but do not drop in to large avalanche terrain.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.